And this question, of course, sets up the story, because this story is, among other things, highlighting the loud cry message during the latter rain, which we'll look at in this presentation. His first battle, and Sister White is clear that it was essential that this be the first step in Gideon's service for the Lord, and this story was to tear down the altars of Baal that were in his father's house. And we looked at Baal worship as symbolizing self-worship here at the end of the world, and this theme of selfishness versus self-sacrificing love runs throughout the prophecies concerning the end of the world, that the altars of Baal must be removed from our hearts and our lives if we're going to be among those that Gideon is symbolizing here at the end. And his name in this confrontation of tearing down Baal is changed to Let Baal Plead, Jerubbaal. And it brings us to the information, brings you to the remembrance, the story of Elijah on Mount Carmel. And as we moved into chapter 7 and we began to look at the geographical setting, we see that Carmel is part of the geography that is contained in the Valley of Jezreel, where this battle is going to take place. On the southern end, we see the Mount of Chersing, the Mount of Blessing, geographically, prophetically, identifying the issue of the battle, obedience, disobedience to the law of God. On the northern end of the valley, next to the Mediterranean Sea, we see Mount Carmel, where Elijah did battle with the prophets of Baal. In the valley itself, we have an area that's known as Megiddo, pointing us forward to the Battle of Armageddon of Revelation. Before the geography is set up for us, we see Gideon and his fleece, and we identified the fleece as the lambskins, two different lambskins representing two worshipers in the temple, representing the professed people of God. One that were destined to be filled with the Holy Spirit, soaked in the dew of heaven, and the other not to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, even though all around them it was falling. In this presentation, we're going to take up the latter rain. And before the latter rain, we noted that in agreement with the two times that Christ cleansed the temple, in agreement with the second and the fourth angel's message, that Gideon's army went through a twofold cleansing at the river,